Okay. Now, we are on record now. Case of Martin Frederick Lindstedt, L-I-N-D-S-T-E-D-T versus City of Granby and a whole bunch of other folks. Case number 18-NWCV-00601, styled Martin F. Lindstedt versus City of Granby et al. Today's date is July 25, 2018. Judge Charles Curl is sitting by assignment in this case, and Mr. Lindstedt's present pro se, and attorney Brian Todd Goldstein is here on behalf of the defendants. And Mr. Thomas, are you in this case? I don't see you're not listed here.
I am named on that.
Well, let me, I'm getting all the, oh, here we go. Yes, you are. All right. I assume you're present representing yourself, or is Mr. Goldstein
no, I'm
here?
I'm on those other cases we discussed earlier, the one where the City of Granby versus Mr.
Right.
said that I'm as an interested party, obviously.
All right. Okay. Just wanted to get the, that all on there, on the record. So, but, go ahead, Mr. Goldstein. Yeah, I interrupted you.
No, I apologize. I wanted to... I just passed a note that asked if we were on the record, and I wanted to make sure we were. So
all right, go ahead.
May it please the court. We're here today on a motion to dismiss filed on behalf of all 11 named defendants. This case arises from claims by Plaintiff Lindstedt that the City of Granby and a couple of clerks in the courthouse or in the City Hall violated the Sunshine Law in Missouri, Chapter 610. To start with, there are 11 named parties, of which only two actually had any involvement in the incidents that Mr. Lindstedt is referencing. In addition to suing those two individuals, though, Mr. Lindstedt also sued the mayor, sued the city attorney who's here in person, the chief of police, the entire city council, with no basis whatsoever to bring them into this case. Our motion to dismiss is based upon failure to state a claim under 5527A6. We believe with regard to at least those nine, definitely there is no claim stated against any of those individuals. They have nothing to do with any decisions made with regard to documents that Mr. Lindstedt may or may not have requested.
What's your objection?
That remains to be seen by trial as to whether or not.
What's your objection?
The objection is he's making a claim that these other defendants, and by the way, there were three because Granby, Police Chief, Jacob.
What's your objection, Mr. Lindstedt?
My objection is that whether or not these parties are involved is a matter to be seen at trial, not by some attorney just simply seen at trial.
That's a federal rule. Go ahead.
Thank you, Judge. The crux of this matter really comes down to, was the Sunshine Law violated by any of the individuals at Granby? And the answer to that is clearly no. The statute in question here is 610.010, and it basically provides that public records are available if requested and must be produced within 72 hours unless a explanation is given as to why additional time is needed. In this case, the document in question...
Objection.
What's
the objection is that the law states that the essentially when those public records are requested, if they're available, they're supposed to be provided without further delay.
Well, what's your objection?
The objection
that you don't
is
agree?
That Attorney Goldstein is misquoting the law.
Well, I don't think he is. I know that he's not, in fact. And
well, the law states that the, you know, that he himself quotes here is to be provided, it says to be, shall be acted upon as soon as possible. Essentially, both documents were on the bulletin board. As soon as possible, it was, essentially right then. And if
so
not,
what is your objection? I mean, if you want to argue, you can argue later, but if you have an objection, make it and make a rule on it.
My objection is that he's misquoting the law because the law says is that these public, records shall be provided as soon as possible, not 72 hours later without a written explanation as to why it's not given.
Right. It's overruled. Go ahead.
Thank you, Judge. To address that point very quickly, Mr. Lindstedt requested this document for the first time at almost 5 o'clock on February 16th of this year.
26th.
The City Hall closes at 5 p.m., so he literally requested the document within a couple of minutes of the office closing.
15 minutes.
Mr. Lindstedt.
Okay, Mr. Lindstedt, first of all, stop interrupting. If you have an objection, make the objection. Okay. And if you want to argue later, then you'll have your opportunity, but stop interrupting.
Okay. The objection is that he's misstating facts. It was 20 minutes before the office closed.
You can raise that in your argument. Overruled. Go ahead.
And I did misspeak, Your Honor, and I will correct that. It was February 26th, right, not the 16th. But again, the facts are the same in that it was within a few minutes of the City Hall closing. The next day, Mr. Lindstedt came back to get the document and did receive the document. Actually received it within 24 hours, less than 24 hours of his initial request.
Objection.
I think it was approximately 4.
Yes, sir.
The objection is that they called the police, you know, Granby City.
No, what's your objection? If you listen to me, and I'll try to be more explicit. Mr. Goldstein has an opportunity to make his argument. You'll have an opportunity to make your argument. If you have legitimate objections, valid objections, that's fine. But if you're just going to argue about it, I don't. Just okay. Be quiet till it's to your turn. You know, that's the rules, not my rules, the rules. Okay, Mr. Goldstein.
So, Mr. Lee,
hang on a second. Did you get a hold of anybody, or were you trying to get
okay, my client, yes, I was able to get a hold of him.
Okay.
You know, and heard what he had to say about who he preferred, didn't prefer, so on. I have not called Abe Paul. If you want me to do that, I will.
Do you mind to do that? And just see if you guys can come together on this, and you won't have to sit around through this. Okay. All right.
It's been
sorry.
Fun so far.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
All right. Again, the point is Mr. Lindstedt received the document within 24 hours of his initial request. We cited the case of Anderson versus Village of Jacksonville. Citation is 103 Southwest 3rd, 190. It's a Western District case from 2003. And it clearly applies to this case. It talks about what the three elements are in order to state a cause of action under 610.023, which is the statute that provides for penalties in the event of a failure to respond to a public request, a document request. The three elements are that a request be made for a public record, which there was. Two is that the request was received by a custodian of records, which it was. And the third element is that a custodian did not respond to the request within 3 business days of receiving the request. Clearly, that element is not met here. Mr. Lindstedt did receive the document within, again, 24 hours, and we did cite some additional cases that have adopted Anderson since that time. So from that standpoint, our position is there is no Sunshine Law violation that is actionable under these circumstances, and Mr. Lindstedt's case should be dismissed against all of the defendants. There is a second part of this case that really we can deal with it now, but basically Mr. Lindstedt has also asked for an injunction against Judge Selby for in connection with some ex parte orders that he previously entered with regard to 2 of the named defendants in our case. The 2 parties are Lorna Price and Kara Coffer. They were the 2 clerks that were in the office on these couple of days that dealt with Mr. Lindstedt. They don't have anything to do with the Sunshine Law violations. They are completely separate. In fact, have to do more with issues of stalking and harassment. Ms. Coffer, Ms. Price went before Judge Selby, obtained temporary orders, and then actually had them entered as permanent orders against Mr. Lindstedt for restraint of harassment and other things he was doing to them. That is unrelated whatsoever to the Sunshine Law claims here. Mr. Lindstedt has interjected him into this case. He's tried to use a statute under the Missouri Sunshine Law section that allows circuit courts to enter injunctions against violations of the Sunshine Law, this is completely inapplicable. That statute is completely inapplicable here because the orders entered by Judge Selby did not deal with Sunshine Law matters. So we would ask that part of the case be dismissed as well. Our third point is we did ask for some kind of an award of fees or costs or some kind of sanctions against Mr. Lindstedt in this case. The bottom line is this case was filed frivolously, and I think we'll be able to prove that.
What's your objection?
An ordinary citizen reading the law.
What's your objection?
The objection is that I'm saying that essentially he is making a frivolous, he himself is making a frivolous.
What's your objection?
The objection is that I don't think the statute has any provision for essentially assessing penalties against citizens who make a complaint under the Missouri Sunshine Act.
It's overruled. Go ahead.
Thank you, Judge. We cited the case of Samasi versus City of Fenton, 659 Southwest 2nd 532. It's an Eastern District case from 1983, but we also cited several other cases that have cited that case more recently. And it talks about how a court of equity can enter an award of attorney's fees in a pending action to balance the benefits between the parties. And there's some discussion about what that means. But the long story short is Mr. Lindstedt sued the mayor, sued the police chief, sued the city attorney, sued the entire city council for what amounts to a piece of paper sitting on a bulletin board that he didn't get right at the minute he asked for it. We believe this is one of those cases that should have never been filed. He knows it shouldn't have been filed. He's filed a second case on very similar grounds that we may be in front of Your Honor again on or a different judge. But this is a pattern of conduct that Mr. Lindstedt continues to perpetuate. He has an ongoing feud with the city, nothing that I'm personally involved in, but I know about it. These cases are just more efforts by Mr. Lindstedt to stir people up, to try to cause chaos or havoc, or whatever he's trying to accomplish. The fact that we have to come here and deal with these cases, and we're going to continue dealing with these cases, I know, we believe that a strong message needs to be sent to Mr. Lindstedt that he can't continue to do this.
Objection.
What's your objection?
Well, the objection is that essentially he is conspiring, against...
No, look. not agreeing with what he says is not a valid objection. Okay, if you want to argue later, you'll have your opportunity. If you have a valid objection, which is provided in the court operating rules submitted or set up by the Supreme Court, then make the objection. If not, then just hold it until it's your turn.
My objection is that he is punishing me.
That's not a valid objection. Either make a valid objection or hold your peace. One or the other.
All right. My objection, being unlearned in law, sort of, is that he is asking that I be punished for daring to.
That's not a valid objection.
See, why not?
Go ahead, Mr. Goldstein.
Just in very quick summary, we're asking the court to award some type of sanctions, whether it's attorney's fees or other monetary or other sanctions that the court feels are justified here, given the circumstances of this case, given the circumstances of what Mr. Lindstedt has continued to do with the city of Granby, will probably continue to do with the city of Granby. We feel a message needs to be sent to him that we can't continue to have this happening. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Judge.
And what's the request that you're making here as far as the...
Well, we would request an award of attorney's fees of $5,000. The time and expense that has been incurred in preparing motions, meeting with the clients, attending city council meetings, that would be the request. Thank you, Jim.
All right, go ahead, Mr. Lindstedt.
Okay. Essentially, this particular attorney is making a bunch of arguments. And the arguments that essentially boil down to is that they can continue to simply, under color of the Missouri Sunshine Act, deny something that is not exactly a state secret. It's something that was posted on the bulletin board. And it was also used later on to gin up under what? Domestic abuse, essentially a bogus stalking case, which is also being appealed and being worked on as well. In case, I have, and it's been up on the internet, exactly what happened audio-wise on February 26th, and it was about 20 minutes. It was about 20 minutes in front, and I've gone ahead and asked for the city council records. And what they used to do is like saying, well, you've got to wait 3 days. Well, the city council meeting will be over in 3 days. It'll be a moot point as to the agenda and the rest here. So what they decided to do is, you know, grudgingly go ahead and give me essentially the open public records. Anyway, I was there and I seen a notice on there about putting up a trailer house. And what is, you know, one of the cases against me is that I got arrested for protesting them filing new laws when essentially they don't obey their own laws. Essentially, city council members get to put in a trailer house for their son and daughter-in-law, you know, and essentially nobody else can.
So no care.
Okay. So what you have is essentially quite a bit of corruption where city officials go ahead and arrest people. They're based on laws to where you make fun of the mayor or you do whatever, you can go ahead and be arrested. Violator of the First Amendment. But in any case, what happens is that on that day, I have something on the 26th, and they said, no, you have to wait 72 hours, you have to fill out a form. And it's, you know, nearly too late, we're not going to accept your form. They gave me the wrong form, told me to come back to, you know, the next day. The next day I showed up, I said, you gave me the wrong form, I want that sheet of paper which is on the bulletin board. And they said, you know, no, we're not going to give it to you. And I told them again, you're violating the Missouri Sunshine Act here. What is your written reason for just simply not giving me a 10-cent copy of this form? And the law says, as soon as possible. It doesn't say, well, we can go ahead and hold you off for 72 hours. And portion number 4, which this attorney doesn't want to go ahead and mention, is that, let me see, in which I went ahead and made an objection, says each request for access to public record shall be acted upon as soon as possible. 3 days after, for essentially a sheet of paper which is sitting on the bulletin board, is not as soon as possible. But says, in number 4, if a request for access is denied, the custodian shall provide upon request a written statement of the grounds for such denial. All they said is we're busy. We don't want it. We don't have time to mess with you. And I said, you're violating the Missouri Sunshine Act. Anyway, I got lot. You know, essentially they closed at 3:03. I wandered essentially south, and clerk Lana Price had her pickup truck, you know, parked between me and my vehicle. So I waited across the street. Later on, they decided to come up with a ex parte order, which they was granted under Chapter 455, which is domestic abuse. They are deliberately abusing the domestic abuse laws in order to go ahead.
Don't care.
Okay, maybe you don't care about the violence.
It doesn't have anything to do with the Sunshine Act. Totally different.
If it's essentially Attorney Goldstein went and brought it in. And this case was brought up.
Still don't care.
Okay,
it doesn't have anything to do with a claim under the Sunshine Act.
Okay, but essentially these bogus ex parte orders are used in order to justify violating the Sunshine Act and keep me from having access to the city of Granby business. And he was whining that there's going to be more. what happened is I found out, and I got arrested on the 23rd of January for essentially protesting them paying $300,000.
Don't care.
I don't care about public trust.
I care about public trust, but I don't, as far as this is concerned, I don't care because it doesn't have anything to do with this. So just stay with the claim, or if you're done with that, then that's fine.
Okay. Next day I showed up. I have it's been a YouTube video since March 1st, essentially exactly what's going on. And we're not going to give it to you. I said, well, I'm not the right one here. We're not going to give it to you. You gave me the wrong form last night, the day previous. We're not going to give it to you. I said, the same tonight here. Well, we can wait 72 hours. I said, no. I mean, where's your written reason for not doing this here? They, essentially go ahead and see it. So anyway, she called Chief of Police, Jacob Kelly. Jacob Kelly came in and says, what do you want? And I says, hey, I want that sheet of paper right there. He said, will you leave? I said, yes, I'll leave. You can see it on the YouTube video. Anyway, in the meantime, I'm not going to give it to you. You have to leave. And I said, Lana, this is not a feed store. If I want to see fat hogs, I can go to the feed store. I don't need to put up with the city hall. So anyway, Jacob Kelly did give me, in order to get rid of me, he went ahead and made it, he went ahead and took it right off the bulletin board and he made a copy of it. And then had to me.
The next day?
No, that same time. And then later on, I went to the Granby City Council meeting and I got assaulted here by some friends of the council critters and all this, threatened with arrest and all that good stuff here. Essentially, I'll point out that under the law itself, it says you're supposed to also have that written notice here. For some reason, Attorney Goldstein does not mention item number 4. Let me look in these papers here and quote it to you. It says, the custodian shall provide, upon request, a written statement of the grounds for such denial. Such statement shall cite the specific provision of law under which access is denied. I don't feel like it, or I'm too busy, or I don't want to give it to you, and shall be furnished to the requester no later than the end of the third business day. It's been far more than 3 business days since February 26th and 27th. It still hasn't taken place. So therefore, this trial should continue for this violation of the Missouri Sunshine Act. Since they, I haven't got a written reason as to why.
When do you want me to continue it from?
I want this matter to go to trial. It's what I want.
You're asking for a continuance. If you want it set for trial, that's a different deal.
Okay.
Set for trial.
Okay. It to go to trial by jury. And essentially let them decide, because they will see the audio tape, they'll see the videotape, they'll see all the little antics here to where, from what I've heard, as far as the rest of the city council, they've been sort of frantic, because I keep on going ahead and videotaping them, they've been sort of frantic, from what I gather.
Don't care.
They had plans.
Don't care. Sunshine law. Stay with the sunshine.
Okay, sunshine outlaw. Is that they knowingly have told Lana Price to do whatever she wants and Carol Copper to do whatever they want as far as denying me essentially a public notice. And I keep on telling them, save yourself a lawsuit, give me this piece of paper, I'll give you a dime, and sometimes, especially when Lana Price isn't there, they just give you the papers and get over to get rid of me. And that's the quickest and easiest way to get rid of me is just simply give me, essentially the public records that I asked for. But essentially, he's making the complaint that he can do whatever he wants here. Now, as far as the judge here, I filed this after, they went after this with this bogus restraining order and the rest here. And the reason is that...
I don't care why you file it. It's either violation of the Sunshine Law or it's not.
Okay, well, so it's already with item four, it's violation of the Sunshine Act, because I have not gotten essentially a written reason as to why those, essentially a public notice which is sitting on a bulletin board was not given to me, either on the 26th or the 27th, essentially as soon as possible. Essentially, it wasn't Lana Price who gave it to me. Essentially, it was Jacob Kelly when he was called, essentially was called in.
Well, I don't care essentially. Just tell me the facts.
Okay, the facts are, yeah. The facts are is that I believe that all these parties which are named are part and parcel, essentially a deliberate attempt to violate the Missouri Sunshine Act here. As far as this Anderson versus whatever case, I don't have a law book and I don't have law library. Essentially,
that's not their problem,
okay.
Mr. Lindstedt.
No, it's not. No. But if it says the Missouri Sunshine Act is to determine liberal construction of laws to be public policy. If you're going to go ahead and essentially sanction with $5,000 fines for law firms against lawyers who go ahead and misstate the law on the facts of the case, if you're going to go ahead and punish someone for essentially using the Missouri Sunshine Act, then for all practical purposes, you don't really have a Missouri Sunshine Act, nor do you really have a First Amendment either. People can be arrested for using it. I have no idea here what Anderson versus something. All I can do is read what is written under a revised statute of Missouri, which is what essentially statutory law provides. All I can do is go to the Missouri Attorney General's webpage and see what he says. And it says that they're, in the case of Judge Selby, for the very first time, usually he will refuse to accuse himself, even though him and me have a history.
I just don't give a shit about that. I've got to be very, very plain and very honest with you. Stay with what we're talking about, or stop.
Okay. He went ahead and asked me to go ahead and ask for him to be kicked off the case. Later on, Judge Bremel went ahead and
I don't care about that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That doesn't have anything to do with this. Apparently, you don't understand when I tell you. I don't care about this extrinsic nonsense that you're bringing in.
I'm sure you don't, and I think that you believe what we say in our little cases are nonsense to you. I have no doubt about that.
Maybe they are, maybe they're not, but let me just explain to you right up front here. I'm bound by the law and by the Supreme Court rules, and by the Constitution, period. That's all. I'm not waiting for somebody to make up some kind of silliness.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I've taken an oath, and I intend to fulfill that oath.
And my position is if I can be arrested for First Amendment silliness or for essentially fine $5,000, which is not what the law says. If the law simply went ahead and said, .5, anytime the lawyer for, the public record thinks that, or the judge thinks that your case is just so much silliness, you can go ahead and be charged $5,000 or however much here, then probably, nobody bother to go ahead and, file any more than they would in Russia or, Iraq or the rest here. It's because you folks pretend that you're going to obey the Constitution. You pretend you're going to obey the law. The law itself says as soon as possible. The law itself says a written record as to why you can't do it as soon as possible and within 72 hours. That's been far more than 72 hours. So therefore, this trial should convene to a neutral jury who might give a crap about the First Amendment or might give a crap about the Sunshine Act or might give a crap about knowing Granby Police Correction. They did the same thing, essentially.
Okay, well, I know you're just getting, you're getting off on stuff, these tangents, and that doesn't have anything to do with this.
Okay.
You have filed a claim under the Sunshine Law, and that's sure. What we need to stick to. Because even if you haven't had a jury trial, I can assure you that the jury is not going to hear all of that tangential stuff and this tertiary business that you're bringing in here, that they will not hear it. Because they're in the judge in the United States that would let them listen to a bunch of stuff that doesn't have anything to do with the case. So just to satisfy your own curiosity about that, I'm just telling you that.
No, but Your Honor, Mr. Goldstein, brought up about how I got.
Yeah. Do you have anything that relates to your claim under the Sunshine Act?
Brought up essentially, part four. Essentially, part three says as soon as possible. Part four says a written reason detailing the law as to why you couldn't just simply give it to me. That says 72 hours in that case. So essentially, it should, according to law, this case should essentially continue to trial. Insofar as whether a jury will agree with myself or Mr. Goldstein, the city of Granby, I guess that remains to be seen. But essentially, I want a neutral trier of fact of this case and this case to continue, to trial. Because essentially, what he's asking for is summary judgment, and he's asking that I be punished with a $5,000 fine, which is not listed in the law, simply because he thinks my case is silly. I don't think he's going to say my case is valid, that Mr. Renstead, shouldn't be arrested whenever he goes ahead and makes a complaint, or Mr. Renstead shouldn't be assaulted, or Mr. Renstead, maybe he thinks that I should. But in any case, the law states, they even say as soon as possible. And, it's essentially as far as bringing this thing up about preponderance of the evidence. Essentially, I got an audio recorded. I got a video recorded of exactly what happened. And, like I said before here, they still haven't provided within 72 hours why a written statement of the grounds of such denial. So, in case, I'm asking for, if it doesn't work here, of course there will be appeals, and I will try to bring it to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is what I'm granted. But if you want to claim that you obey the Constitution, you obey the laws of Missouri, I think that should be pretty well held in question here. I don't see why I should be punished for daring to file, especially the Sunshine Act, inquiring as to what is going on in Granby. If it's public notice, this is not exactly a state secret here. Why in the world can't I just simply get a public notice which is on the bulletin board? There's no valid reason for not doing that. And I have said enough several times here, you could save yourself maybe $50,000 and litigation by simply obeying the law and just handing the paper over to me.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Goldstein?
Your Honor, unless you have any questions, I don't have any further questions.
Well, Mr. Lindstedt, get your pellet shoes on, because this is very obviously a frivolous claim as far as at least the way you've got it.
Why is it frivolous?
Okay, my turn. And this commencement of civil litigation under RSMO 610, et cetera, filed on March 21 of this year, wholly fails to state a claim upon which relief could be granted by this court or any other court. And that petition, now called a petition, is dismissed. And on the request for attorney fees, I'm going to grant the defendant's counsel $4,000 attorney fee. And this is, I'm doing that because this is so obviously not a valid claim. The claim, this is for the purposes of the Southern District, the claim is not even actionable unless it's been 72 hours. You don't even have a claim under the Sunshine Act because it's not right. It didn't happen. So that's the judgment of the court on this case. So. All right. Yeah.